This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
It's time for...
I realize I'm in the crosshairs of the woke mob right now.
The news.
I have an allergy to an ingredient that's in the mRNA vaccines.
With your host...
Money make people do weird things.
Okay.
Courtney Cox.
No, it's Lollapalooza.
Brought to you by Northeast Men's Health, specializing in men's sexual health.
Oh, yeah. I don't know.
On Sports Radio WEEI.
They are now using sound wave therapy and other ED treatments with success rates as high as 90% at Northeast Men's Health. You can learn more when you visit northeastmenshealth.com.
All right, well, let's start with some good news. Joe Biden, he says the new variant Omicron is a cause for concern, not for panic. Okay. Here's what President Joe Biden had to say.
This variant is a cause for concern, not a cause for panic. We have the best vaccine in the world. The best medicines, the best scientists, and we're learning more every single day. And we'll fight this variant with scientific and knowledgeable actions and speed, not chaos and confusion. We have more tools today to fight the variant than we've ever had before, from vaccines to boosters to vaccines for children, 5 years and older, and much more.
I feel like when you're if you're the president and you're making a big announcement – that people shouldn't panic over a virus, you should not be coughing. Like, you should delay your coughing until after the press conference. Just
maybe
to comfort people.
Button.
You know what I mean, Ken?
I'm right with you, Greg.
I mean, this is the B.1.1.7.8.4 variant. Is that what it is?
Yeah.
You can't say where it came from. That's
right.
An issue. Yeah.
But I've been seeing so many graphs and stuff on this, and it freaked me out so much.
What freaked you out?
I scheduled my booster. I saw one thing that, I don't even want to say it because I don't know if it's true. I don't know where all this information's coming from.
Yeah.
But it said, you know, the viral load is
X times more.
Yes.
But the symptoms are more mild. Is that not what they're reporting from the hospitals in South Africa? The symptoms are more mild?
Early on, yes. Good news.
Early on.
A lot of young people have gotten
batten down the hatches.
There we go. Got a new variant.
What do we got? A couple weeks to slow the spread on this baby, Curtis?
Ken, he is the most even-keeled good person I've ever met in my life.
Yeah.
But you mention anything around this virus, he turns into a lunatic.
Are you kidding me? I'm so calm. You two are in the back ripping Fauci like it's Fox and Friends.
Yeah, Ken, you really don't say much.
I don't say anything.
No.
I just get piled on.
We were asking you why Fauci can't say that we shouldn't have lockdowns. That's what we were asking you yesterday. If you're referring to the discussion that we had after the show yesterday, me, you, and Curtis,
right?
I was asking you why the president of the United States, Anthony Fauci, could not say that we don't have to have lockdowns, but he won't.
Are we still even in lockdown mode?
They throw that out there. They got the lockdowns are hanging over you if you don't go get your booster.
Ken once again mocked my doctor saying it was a nothing burger, and then I pointed out to Ken, who for somehow didn't know that Fauci said the exact same thing.
He said in January,
we
nothing
have nothing
to worry about, except we got to keep an eye on this thing and watch. You do like half a quote and then you cut it off.
Nothing to concern ourselves with.
But we got to keep an eye on
and
it.
And he said, what do you say about masks at the beginning, too?
Oh, God.
It's Omicron, by the way, not Omicron.
Is that
Omicron.
What that is?
Oh, God.
which I believe they skipped a couple. When it comes to the Greek alphabet, they skipped a word or two there, Curtis. I don't know why they did that.
Oh, because the oppressive dictator of the Communist Party that's in charge in China didn't like it.
Oh, is that why?
Which is why we couldn't say where it originated to begin with.
All right.
Just wear your mask indoors until you get indoors, and then you can take it off.
Well, unless you're on Nantucket and you're the president.
At every Celtics game.
Then you don't have to wear your mask
indoors.
It scared
me enough to schedule my booster, so I'm getting boosted.
All right,
December 13th.
For you.
Yep. Boosted up.
All right, when are you getting your booster?
December 13th.
Okay. All right.
Yep. A COVID-19 vaccination passport program that would allow residents to quickly demonstrate their vaccine status could be up and running in Massachusetts and several other states soon.
Really?
Yep. Here's Charlie Baker during an appearance on GBH News.
It's a universal standard, and we've been working with a bunch of other states. There's probably 15 or 20 of them to try to create a single QR code that can be used for all sorts of things where people may choose to require a vaccine.
What does he mean by that?
Like, so you're going to have to show your passport, your papers.
New York was doing this before? New York did the passport?
New York has a passport.
Can't I just show my phone?
You have to have an app. They're going to spend $50 million on an app like they did on the website that didn't work, and then you'll be able to have some kind of an app that you show. And if you don't have your app, you don't have your papers, then you won't be allowed in. That's the way that's going to work. Hmm. All right. Cheery, happy. Ken, you know I'm greeting this with
always cheery and happy.
Very happy about this. Very excited.
Can't wait for the post-show meeting again today. Very uplifting as always.
Ken tries to censor me. I don't know if anybody,
I have the vax card
anybody
on my
notice
phone.
That? Anybody notice that Ken
he does
is,
when, especially when we talk
he's
about
big
this.
Brother around here.
What did I say?
I start
you
talking
say your
to him.
Piece, I say
dare,
nothing.
I dare to bring up an opposing point of view. The guy gets nervous. He starts twisting and turning.
Newsflash, you say every day what you want to say. Every day.
Oh, I do?
The same thing.
Okay. All right. It's the same thing every day?
Pretty much.
All right. What else is going on, Courtney?
A Boston livery driver trying to make a U-turn drove onto the staircase at Boston City Hall Plaza yesterday. This started breaking at the end of our show. I was seeing photos and videos of it.
I saw that.
The driver, who had a passenger in the van at the time, had this to say.
I see this wrong place, you know what, and I would like to make U-turn. And my front wheels go on the... No injury. She's all right. I'm all right. So, happy end.
Happy end. Everybody's
idiot.
Fine.
The guy, did you see? It's over at City Hall Plaza.
Yes.
Yeah.
It's a giant staircase.
Right.
It's like five stair level, like five different stairs. The
Correct.
Guy tried to drive down them.
But it's like he tried to make a U-turn. I don't understand
on City Hall Plaza. Like,
right.
How do you do that?
In the plaza.
Yes.
Yeah.
Because where those stairs are,
yep.
yeah.
you have to, like, that's like not where the street
no.
is.
Jeez.
And especially the way he was pointing.
Yeah.
You're like, wait a second. This dude was driving around in the plaza.
Yeah, right. Guy was, obscure reference to you, guy was following Waze and a staircase jumped up.
Oh, that's possible.
I mean, it's really kind
of
scary.
If he had gone off the stairs, because that street is right below those stairs,
yeah.
that would have hurt a lot of people.
Okay.
A judge has overturned Boston's citywide eviction moratorium that was put in place under acting mayor Kim Janey. New mayor, Michelle Wu, says the city will seek a stay of the decision and said, quote, the focus remains on protecting tenants from displacement during the COVID emergency.
Okay.
So a judge has overturned
any
that.
Any concern about the landlords, like these people who own a piece of property that can't pay the bank or anything? Are they going to lose their property? What is it? Anybody thought about that?
Shouldn't they be getting a stay of mortgage payments?
Yeah.
That's what I would think.
They shouldn't
have to pay the bank.
That's what I would think. Why pay the bank?
Okay. Does anybody, eventually somebody needs to get paid.
Agreed.
Does everybody understand? You can't.
No,
just,
we understand that.
You can't just float these things out there for years. Somebody needs the money.
Somebody will take care of it down
Somebody's going to take care of it down the
down
road.
Down the road, they'll take care of it.
The government writes another check.
Well, maybe.
If Omicron is going to take over Massachusetts,
right.
this might never end.
Right.
Pay that man his money.
Right. Okay.
Oh, we live in the metaverse. Is there rent in the metaverse?
Well, you buy your property in the metaverse.
Okay.
You could, if you wanted, have somebody rent it from
you.
Are you
thinking about building apartments on your land?
Well, I'm not in the fashion zone where the rents are high. I'm kind of in the low rent district of the metaverse.
You're in the meta hood.
I am in the meta hood.
Right. Be careful.
But I feel
out
like
there.
My property values might go up.
What's the crime rate in the meta hood?
the virtual crime rate?
Yeah, be careful.
Don't worry
on
about
the
virtual crime rate.
You better be careful.
Don't worry about it.
That's coming.
All right.
Jury selection started yesterday in the trial of former Empire star Jussie Smollett, who is accused of making false reports to authorities that he was the victim of a racist and homophobic attack in 2019. The prosecution is expected to call its first witness today.
Huh.
That was a green light day one.
Mm-hmm.
Day one, you should have known this was false.
Really?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. Day one.
How did you know it was false day one?
First things first, it was 2 a.m.
Mm-hmm.
I believe it was like south side of Chicago. Right?
Navy Pier.
going to get a Subway sandwich or something along those lines.
Well, and, doesn't everybody eat at 2 a.m.?
Right. And then had, and then was,
I mean,
like,
if only Jussie had a candle that smelled like Subway.
And then they were like chasing him down the street with a noose, and it was like, you know, 20 below zero. It yeah. was like from day one, we, come on, brother, we know where you
are. Then why did everybody get hoodwinked?
Curtis.
Yeah, they did.
Curtis, you laugh, but the bar pizza scented candles selling like hotcakes. All of the Giving Tuesday items are sold. I think we're sold out of sweatshirts.
Are you going to have to make 10 candles that smell like hotcakes next then?
We have sold out. I just talked to Adam from the foundation. We have sold out of sweatshirts.
But you'll still have them at the 5K, correct?
Yes, we'll have them Saturday at Cisco in Portsmouth for the Jingle All the Way 5K, but we sold out, so
wow.
Thank you.
Pretty good.
You people are extraordinary.
Yeah.
I don't know how to thank everybody. But we still have scented. We have introduced our first ever Greg Hill Foundation scented candle. It is Eau de Bar Pizza. So whether it's Town Spa or the Linwood or Poopsies, whatever, wherever your favorite yep. bar pizza place is, you can smell that every day in your home if you buy the first ever Greg Hill Foundation scented candle when you go to thegreghillfoundation.org, or you can get a link in my social media.
Is this QVC or Sports Talk?
All right.
Before we go off that topic, not the bar pizza one, but the jury selection yesterday, just a reminder that he has insisted on his innocence, repeatedly denying he orchestrated the attack.
Come on, okay. Bro.
This is hilarious. Kim Jong-un has reportedly banned citizens in North Korea from wearing leather coats.
Oh, saw this,
why?
One.
This is because he thinks that they are copying his signature look. Now, when he first wore his leather trench coat in 2019, it was only the elite who could buy it, who could afford it. But then, you know, people got smart, started importing fake leather goods, and now everybody can buy a leather trench, and he's saying everybody's walking around in his signature look. So he wants to ban leather coats.
That's impressive.
Oh. Yep.
Maybe I'll do that with flip-flops, because I notice people are copying my
that
fashion
are.
Trend. Yes, they are.
Oh, interesting.
Yes. I mean, I feel like if you're in North Korea, you just want a coat of any kind. I mean, it doesn't matter what kind of a coat it is. You need a coat.
Or vice versa, you're proud, like Bill Belichick in the white T-shirt.
Yeah.
That's right.
You know, so be happy that maybe people are copying your style.
Yes.
Enes Kanter has become a U.S. citizen and has legally changed his name to Enes Kanter Freedom. Here's what he had to say.
America taught me so much. You know, here, people should feel blessed. You know, you got freedom of speech, freedom of religion, freedom of expression, freedom of press. I'm not scared of anybody. I'm not scared of China or Xi Jinping or anyone that, you know, who I'm outspoken against, because I know I'm doing this for innocent people, and this is God's work.
Okay.
There you go, freedom.
All yep. Right.
Good for him.
And Wiggy changed his last name to Newton, which I thought was nice.
I do love Fig Newtons.
Is it possible for Cam to be worse this week than he was last week? Is it possible?
How is he?
Is that physically possible to be worse? To be worse than he was?
Can I ask one question? How was he the week before?
It was okay.
All right, 21 or 27. Two touchdowns. I think he had a quarterback rating of like 120. Right. I mean, he had a bad game. So,
all right.
Hey, well, I guess it's time to take him out back and put a bullet in him.
Oh, no, I wouldn't.
That's what it sounds like.
Nobody's suggesting that.
No, you see, he had one bad game, and all of a sudden the people want to call
him. One bad game.
Well, and his three games that he's been there.
Yeah, Max had 11 good games, and you still think he sucks.
No. I never said Mac Jones sucks. That's the problem. Cam's been there 3 weeks. He had an awful game last week.
Okay.
Prior to that game, he had a very good game.
Okay.
So,
by the way, coming up at 8:45, the great Brett Favre has a comp for you when it comes to Mac Jones.
Oh, okay.
It's not Chad Pennington.
He has
a comp.
I bet it's Bart Starr.
He has a comp for you.
Dozens of people were snowed in at an English pub for three nights over the weekend. This story is bananas.
It's great. I don't know. Have you been following it at all?
Yes, I've read up on it.
They got like 3 feet of snow in England, which they don't get that often.
Okay.
These people were at a pub where they were watching an Oasis tribute band.
Called Noasis.
Noasis. I think I'll book them for a foundation event soon.
I think you should.
Noasis.
They're doing our Christmas party at Encore.
So they just got snowed in there. And they just drank the whole entire time and had shepherd's pie or whatever it is that they eat over there.
Bangers and mash.
Yorkshire pudding or whatever.
The craziest part about this is, imagine going to a bar on a Friday night. 61 people were at this bar, drinking, enjoying the music. This snowstorm comes in. They said like 98 mile per hour winds outside.
Jesus.
they get snowed in, and the one guy was quoted in it saying, you know, it was fun the first night. It was like a big sleepover. And then you woke up Saturday morning, and you were like, meh, nope, this isn't actually that fun. Not till Monday morning were they able to get out.
Jeez.
Here is Nicola Townsend, the manager at the Tan Hill Inn.
We are waiting to hear from the highways to see if they're going to be able to reach us with the snowplow. And then we should have some news about whether people will be able to start going home. We've had karaoke. We've had pub quizzes. We've had board games, card games, people helping to clear tables, wash up. It's been amazing. Mm.
So that was while they were all still in there. And apparently now the Tan Hill Inn is saying that they might do this every year where they have the same group come back together and celebrate what they had. Studies and surveys have been conducted throughout the years that have tried to pinpoint bad drivers based on the color and brand of car that they drive. Well, it's turned out that they're now trying to find out if you're a psychopath by the car that you drive. And if you drive a BMW...
You're a psychopath?
That is what the report is saying.
I knew it. Mm. So it, the, when it
somebody
comes
drives
to,
a BMW.
Yeah.
So
in this room.
When it, who?
Me.
Oh, you do?
Yep. Whitney the psychopath.
As soon as you said it this morning, I was like, well, okay.
So it turns out that if you're, and it makes sense. I mean, you ever seen the way these people drive?
Yep.
Out of control, like they own the road. So it turns out that if you're a psychopath, you are most likely driving a BMW. When you're driving down the road today, look over at the person that's next to you and then get out of there quick before they kill you.
That's Courtney. Courtney drives a BMW.
Yeah. I do, but I abide by the
rules. Do you drive
like
a psychopath? I've ridden with you before.
Yeah,
you're not
no,
that bad of a driver.
I don't think so.
But it's not driving like a psychopath.
No, it's just
you're
a
psychopath. Actually
psychopath. It is.
I'm not. I don't think I'm a psychopath.
Yeah. I don't know.
It's debatable.
You have
okay.
a, you have a,
you're very like in this. You're emotionally right now. You're emotionally.
She's
yeah,
a wreck.
I'm a 30-year-old woman.
Jagged right
well,
now.
She has a. You have a joint couple's calendar.
Right.
That might indicate psycho.
No.
You
want
have,
the more people
you
have
a
that
tracker. You have a tracker on your fiance's
no,
phone.
No, we just right. share our location.
You want to kill every person on Twitter who says something
nope.
negative
nope,
about
you. Nope, that's not it.
You
no,
jumped
we,
ugly. You jumped ugly on me because
well, because
I,
you were jumping on the bandwagon.
No, no. I said that. When we did the co-host
oh,
search,
yeah, we remember what you said.
It was Greg that basically had to
yeah,
say.
Yeah, you didn't want me, and that's no. okay. Now we work
you
together.
You are my big boy. See, this is psychopath behavior
she
right
now.
She
was not here. On your big boy.
Yeah,
she
was
on
the,
my big
not the
You're fun. On my second big boy.
Okay.
Greg,
well,
what
mean,
do you think? I get my team from McLean, my five therapists I see every week.
Yes.
We have them all come in studio and diagnose the four of you.
Right.
I think that's
I think
it's
diagnose Courtney first. There's no Courtney's she's got, right now she's a very upset.
Yeah, I'm on edge. I'm
she
on
went,
edge. I'll tell
she
you
went
that.
After Ken for her question.
By the way, same study from Science found that if you have a vanity license plate, you are also a psychopath.
Yeah.
Ooh.
So just be aware of that.
Okay.
And
right.
in electric cars. If you drive an electric car, you scored high on it as well.
Okay.
You know who drove a BMW? Mark James. He literally right. is a psychopath.
Oh,
I'm not going down
see,
that road.
Go.
I am
see,
not going
go.
Down that road.
All right. What else?
University of South California's athletic department issued a public apology on Sunday for what it called an offensive chant that came from its student section during BYU's 35-31 win Saturday night.
What school is this?
USC.
Okay.
California.
What was the chant about?
Well, let's guess. It's what? Against BYU.
Yeah.
Okay.
It may have said F the Mormons.
Oh,
all right.
Obviously, BYU, heavily Mormon with its student body. But they said the offensive chant from our student section directed towards BYU during the football game last night does not align with our Trojan values.
Okay.
So, yeah.
All right. Anything
That's
else?
A religion, right?
That is it? Yes.
Okay.
Yeah, Latter-day Saints.
Mormons don't lie.
Remember when we were talking about soaking?
Soaking.
Yeah. We had a whole conversation about soaking.
Is that the underwear or something like that?
Well, they have a certain underwear as well, but soaking is the non-sex
oh,
sex
that's,
act.
Oh, that's dry humping.
It's Brigham Young
no,
approved.
No, it's the opposite of dry humping.
Oh, I forget what the soaking was.
All right. This is AJ from the Cape. What's up, AJ?
Hey, Greg. What's going on? How you been? How was your Thanksgiving?
It was fantastic. I experienced Goochland, Virginia for the first time in my life, and I love it. What's up?
I just wanted to call. I was calling about the Darlene, the Steelers fan. Haven't heard from him in a while. They tied Detroit Lions. The only Detroit Lions are 0-6, 0-14, 0-13, one tie with the Pittsburgh Steelers. Mm-hmm. And then he got smoked by the Chargers and spoke by the Bengals, and then I haven't heard from him since.
Yeah, no, I Curtis mentioned that the other day. We haven't heard from Derek, the Steelers fan of late.
Good morning, everybody.
Yeah. Well, we'll probably, I'm assuming now that you mentioned him, we'll hear from him at some point.
He was preparing for the Thanksgiving Day game.
Yeah, true.
I mean, he's not preparing for any game right now. We
Pittsburgh
know
Steelers are still in it. They're not out of it.
Out of it?
Yeah.
Close to being out of it.
Well, I'm not sure what the New York Times chances are.
Since we bring up Derek, the Steelers fan, and he is a high school football coach, did you see that they moved the MIAA from Monday to Friday?
Yeah.
Then your son's game should be Friday night.
No, Thursday works out good.
Really? I would rather a Friday night game for D1 Super Bowl than a Thursday night.
Yeah, at least it went from, so it's now Wednesday the 1st.
Tomorrow is Wednesday the 1st.
Thursday the 2nd.
Thursday is the 2nd.
Friday.
So your game is Thursday, your son's game. Who are you playing?
Springfield Central.
Okay.
But they moved, originally there was supposed to be games Monday, they moved them to Friday.
All right. Put that on the joint calendar. We got more important things to take care of here.
Sorry.
We will be right back.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.